Thank you for joining us to learn more about melanoma in the skin of color population. With us today is Dr. Andrew Alexis, Director of the Skin of Color Center at St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital in New York, New York, and Associate Clinical Professor at the Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons in New York. Dr. Alexis, the diagnosis of melanoma often is delayed in patients with skin of color. What factors contribute to this delayed diagnosis? And what should physicians know about the incidence and presentation of melanoma in the skin of color population to help educate their patients?
Well, melanoma is less prevalent in non-white racial ethnic groups, but it's more likely to be diagnosed at a later stage in darker skin populations. What contributes to this is multifactorial, but it's likely that differences in clinical presentation, a low public awareness, and possibly a lower index of suspicion among healthcare providers contribute to delays in diagnosis. The most common histogenic subtype of melanoma in skin of color patients is the acral lentiginous type. A recent study by Bradford and colleagues reported that the 5- and 10-year melanoma-specific survival rates for acral lentiginous melanomas were lower than that for overall cutaneous malignant neoplasms. Specifically, the 10-year survival rate for acral lentiginous melanomas was 67.5% compared to 87.5% for cutaneous malignant melanomas as a whole. A study from the Florida Cancer Registry showed that higher stage melanomas were more common among Hispanic and Black patients compared to white patients. These and other studies emphasize the need for efforts for earlier detection in our darkly pigmented skin population because delays in diagnosis contribute to worse prognosis and a lower 5- and 10-year survival rate. Melanomas in darkly pigmented patient populations tend to occur on the palms, soles, and mucous membranes. These sites are more frequently the sites of melanoma than truncal sites in darker skin patient populations. So with that in mind, a thorough examination of the palms, soles, mucous membranes is particularly important when screening for melanoma in darkly pigmented individuals. When they do arise at these sites, they can present as irregularly shaped pigmented lesions that are often evolving. It's important to distinguish these pigmented lesions from the normal variant of hyperpigmented macules that can occur on the palms and soles in very darkly pigmented individuals. Clues to the diagnosis include recent change, variegation in the pigment, and when it comes to melanomas of the nail unit, dark streaks affecting a single nail or a streak that is wider than 3 millimeters can be a clue that this is suspicious for melanoma. Extension of the pigment onto the proximal or lateral nail bed or Hutchinson sign would also be a very strong sign that this is melanoma and not a normal variant of longitudinal melanonychia, which is common in darkly pigmented individuals. Encouraging self-examination of the palms, soles, and nails is an important message for darker skin patients who are often unaware that melanomas can arise at these sites. Including images of melanomas in darkly pigmented skin in educational materials will also help raise awareness that melanomas can occur in any skin type and will hopefully lead to earlier diagnosis. Numerous studies have shown that sun protective behaviors are less frequent among darkly pigmented individuals. And this has been shown in African Americans and Hispanics in the U.S. And with that in mind, it's important to encourage broad-spectrum sunscreen use and sun protective behaviors across the board, regardless of one's skin type. It's important to emphasize that skin cancers, including melanoma, can affect any individual of any skin type, and that's a message that is not widely heard in the skin of color populations. So as dermatologists and healthcare providers, it's important to have a uniform message as far as sun protective behaviors, including the use of sunscreens.
Thank you, Dr. Alexis, for your discussion of melanoma in the skin of color population to promote skin cancer awareness in these patients. For more information, read Dr. Alexis's editorial on skin cancer and skin of color in the May 2012 issue of Cutis.